always like sayings. They always have a lot of truth to them, I think. And I hope that you have received several over the years from your parents. You know, a stitch in time saves nine. You know that one. I find that to be helpful all the time with doing things ahead of time. But one of my, couple of my favorites have to do with us individually. It says that no man can act like a fool and not know it if they're married. I think that's a very good phrase always to keep in mind. But also one of my favorites is that a person wrapped up in themselves makes a very small package. That's really the basis of today's scripture lesson. It was going to be a problem in the church. Jesus knew it, and he spoke about humility. Paul knew that there was a bit of a problem in the church, and he spoke about humility in today's lesson, the church of Philippi. It's only reasonable that those who work harder, who seem to have more influence, also maybe have a little more fragile egos. That is, that they need to be stroked a little bit more, complimented, and get to the point where they believe possibly that the world revolved around them. It's a problem in the church. There are many churches who people get offended because their opinion is not appreciated enough, or they've done a lot of things for the church, and therefore they think that their opinion, their decision should be final. And so it's always a problem in the church to find a healthy balance between honoring people for what they do and being humble enough to not demand it. And so Jesus, of course, is our example. And Paul brought him up today. It was probably an early Christian hymn, one that's been lost except for it's being placed here in Philippians. That here we have the story about Jesus, who even though he was God, he humbled himself, becoming the lowest of slaves, being crucified on a cross like a criminal, so that those that were below him might have the ultimate gift, which is eternal life. Now, it's important in this to see that Jesus had the power to remove himself from that cross. He had the insight to know that he had that power, that he did not have to die, that is, to benefit himself, but rather he was willing to hang on that cross for you and me that we might receive the benefit, that we might be put first in the line, that we might receive the ultimate gift of God's love. If Jesus humiliated himself like that, if he was that humble, then we, as members of the church, need to always keep that in mind. That the person, the little child who gives a nickel in the offering plate, is important to God as the person who gives $1 million. The one who works tirelessly to make the church function receives the same reward as the person who doesn't. Now, those who give of their time and their talents and treasures receive a different gift. And that's the gift of knowing they're doing God's will. But the ultimate gift, that of eternal life, that of beyond our wildest imaginations, goes to all who have a simple faith and trust in God. Sometimes we don't like that because we like rewards. We like to receive our trophies. We like to receive recognition. It kind of is important. It builds up our spirits. But ultimately, we're going to crash. Because there's going to be a time in which we give more of our time and our talents and our treasures than we receive recognition for. In those times, we have to rely on this passage from Scripture, that our ultimate reward is much more important than recognition on this earth. My prayer for you is that you receive the recognition you deserve, but that what motivates you is eternal life with Christ our Lord. Amen.